Girl chat, that is where it's at. It's where it's at for four of us, but I'm not physically related to you guys. I love it that you are family. I've got Mackenzie and Olivia, sisters in the Lord. Olivia's going to be graduating very soon from The Ramp and moving to...
Manchester, England.
Unbelievable. Missionary work.
Yeah, full-time missionary for committed for a year just to serve and to love.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. You'll be going back, of course, in the... You're going to be there through spring.
Yes, I'll be there all summer. I'm on one of their ministry teams now, and it's called Chosen, and they use the art of dance to minister to young people at conferences. So they have all these services, and there's deliverance, and it's really just a place to host the presence of God. And so I have the privilege of getting to pray for this generation and to just minister to them. It's beautiful.
That's awesome, and right? It's okay if you're worried about me. I've got one daughter going to Manchester, England, and another one who's not going to be home for the summer. But again, the Lord gives you peace about it when you know they're doing the will of God. And that's what I want people to know, that, you know, you may not fully understand what God is doing with your children or where he's taking them. But there's no greater privilege of a mom and a dad than to know that their girls are doing what God has chosen them to do. And we can't be sad about that. We have to have complete joy and confidence knowing that God has ordered their steps.
That's so good.
You know, if you're out there and you're listening to us and you think we're just so perfect, you know, we're not. We have our moments and we have our times and we have our questioning and things aren't always great, but, you know, we've made the decision and you can make that decision too. And maybe you think, well, it's too late for us now, or my kids are too old, or we didn't do it that way. It's never too late to start again. It's never too late to say, okay, God, we're going to change things around here, and we're going to put you first now, and we're going to let everything else come second. You can do that today. You can make small steps. You know, people think watching online of church is good, and I don't knock that. I think it's an amazing thing, a tool that we have, but nothing compares to being in church physically.
I couldn't agree with you more.
And experiencing the fellowship and the joy that comes from that. So that's my encouragement to you today, is that make church, find a church home and make that your priority, and get your children involved in everything the church has going, because it will make the difference. I truly believe it will.
I even want to say this too, as just you're talking about that. I really hear that verse in Matthew where it just says, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. And so really just taking it one day at a time. It's not about how are you going to change the outcome in a week or 2 weeks or a month or a year. It's what can you do today? And so even just making that daily decision, saying, I don't know what it's going to look like today, but I'm choosing to follow Jesus today, whatever that looks like. And it looks different for everybody, but just making that decision, you know, I am going to spend time with the Lord today. I am going to spend time in prayer with my kids today. Mm-hmm. Those things make the difference.
That is the portion of scripture where Jesus says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
Wow.
And all these things shall be added unto you. All these things are the things that we are concerned about, that we worry about, that that perplex us, or that take up our brain space. And God's like, take a deep breath. Look to me. Mm-hmm. And I'll take care of it.
Yes.
You know, if the priority is there, it makes absolute sense.
Yes.
You know, because Jesus said it, basically, right? This is what the Word of God says.
Yes.
So it doesn't make sense to go a different route, right?
Right.
I'm so glad that you guys are here.
And let me just say, Robin, just, you know, so I can just brag on my girls just a little bit. You know, Olivia's there for worship, and honestly, the way that she plays the keys and even her voice is so anointed and so beautiful. And, you know, it blesses me. She played it at a prayer service we had last night. And every time I hear her play, I'm reminded of that's a gift. She didn't take lessons, and, you know, she just was self-taught. And the way that she plays is just, you know, beyond anything. That it's heavenly. It's heavenly. And then Mackenzie, you know, she's going more the route of, she's our little preacher, you know, not little. still, but she's our preacher. You know, she's, the Lord has gifted her with that, and she loves children. She loves ministering to children, but I think she's also, you know, going to be someone that speaks to adults as well, and she has already done that, but she's following that path. So, you know, I'm just incredibly proud of them, but more than anything, I'm just so thankful that God gave them to me and allowed me to be their mother and to watch the beautiful women that they have become and are still becoming. And that will make me cry.
Well, you're going to make everybody cry, including me. Melanie Bradley, thank you for coming in. Thank you for bringing your girls
in. Thank you.
Olivia, you're so precious. You need to say something. She needs
to say something. This might even be a little left turn, but I've just been feeling prompted by the Holy Spirit that if you're a parent and you're listening to this and you're thinking about your kids and maybe they're away from God, or maybe they're running away from God and they're getting into things they're not supposed to, I just feel even from the Lord to even encourage you in prayer to pray for them. And we even come agreement with you as parents for your children. Maybe they're in Gen Z, Gen Alpha, but they're, you know, maybe away from God, maybe they grew up in church, but are choosing a different path. And I just want to leave this scripture in Romans 12. And I just feel this verse. It says, "Rejoice in confident hope, be patient in trouble, and keep on praying." So I even speak that over you parents, to keep on praying, even through the trouble, even when you see your kids making decisions that they're not supposed to make, that we even come in agreement with you that they will come to know the Lord again.
Amen. And maybe even for the first time, because it could be that, you know, that church and seeking God and reading the Word of God and spending time in His presence hasn't been your priority ever. You've always thought, oh, I want that. I should have that. But it escaped you. It got out of control and life took over and, you know, you got stolen from. But you can retrieve that. Mm-hmm. And God will absolutely make up for that. He'll compensate.
He will. He totally does. He does.
Yeah.
He gives you back that time that was lost. He does. He's faithful. So just don't give up. Don't give up hope. And don't ever stop believing for the loved ones in your life who don't know Christ. Because, you know, you just got to keep praying until it happens.
Amen. All right, so the admonition just came from Olivia, in case you're wondering, trying to put all the all the voices together, and Mackenzie ministering to us as well. I just deeply appreciate your love for God, for the Word of God, knowing the Word of God, having an ongoing relationship with Him every minute of every day, and just serving Him with all of your hearts. It's just beautiful. You've set a tremendous example for all of us here tonight on Girl Chat. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us. We're honored to be here.
Yeah. Good night and God bless. Holy Toledo.